Fault Lines, written by Nancy Houston and read by Edwina Wren.
I'm awake, like flicking on a switch and flooding a room with light. Snapping out of sleep, clicking into wakefulness, a perfectly functioning mind and body. 6 years old and a genius. First thought every morning when I wake up. My brain floods into the world. The world floods into my brain. I control and own every part of it. Palm Sunday. Early. Gigi here visiting. Mom and Dad still asleep. A sunny Sunday. Sun King. Saul. Solly. Solomon. I'm like sunlight, all-powerful, instantaneous and invisible, flowing effortlessly into the darkest corners of the universe. Capable at six of seeing, illuminating, understanding everything. In a flash, I'm washed and dressed. My hair is combed and my bed is made. Yesterday's socks and underwear are in the dirty laundry basket. Later in the week, they'll be washed, dried, ironed, and folded by my mother, then returned to my top drawer, ready to be used again. This is called a cycle. All cycles have to be controlled and supervised, such as the food cycle. Food circulates through your body and turns you into who you are, so you have to be careful about what you let in and what you keep out. I'm exceptional. I can't allow just anything into my body. My poop has to come out the right color and consistency. This is part of the circulation. I'm actually never hungry, and Mom is very understanding about this. She only gives me foods I like because they circulate with ease. Yogurt, cheese and pasta, peanut butter and bread and cereal. She doesn't insist on the whole vegetable, meat, fish, eggs aspect of eating, saying I'll get around to that when I'm good and ready for it. She makes me mayonnaise sandwiches and cuts the crusts off for me. But even then, I eat only half or a quarter of the sandwich, and it's enough. I nibble at the bread and wet the small pieces with the saliva in my mouth and swish them up between my lips and gums to let them gradually dissolve because I don't want to actually swallow them. The point is to keep my mind sharp.